This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name is George. I'm from Los Angeles, and I have a pretty spooky ghost story that I wanted to share with you guys. I started listening to your podcast a couple of days ago, and I thought that it would be great to share my story as well, since I find that it's more common than not that people experience these things, but they don't often want to talk about it because it's not that common. I was 16 when this took place in my childhood home, and I was about to go to sleep, and shortly after I fell asleep, I realized that there was someone right next to my bed, and I was alerted because obviously it's kind of a weird feeling when you know you're the only one in there, or you should be the only one in there, and I woke up, and this man was standing right next to my bed, right beside my head. I had a nightstand right next to me, so I immediately turned over to try to turn it on. And this 6-foot-something guy, but huge, was standing right beside my bed, with a really wide brim hat. And all I remember seeing are his eyes. They were just red. And his hand was just hovering over my head as if to kind of like put me in a trance or some sort of, I don't know what it was, but immediately right after that, I couldn't talk. I was in a complete paralysis. But I just see these different colors just kind of flashing in my vision. And I immediately realize that I have to pretend to be asleep. So this thing can no longer hurt me. So I just close my eyes. I turn over, and I could still feel its presence. It has a very distinct presence. You feel this sort of sense of doom. You can't quite put your finger on it, but it just immediately takes over the entire room. And you know when they're there, it's such a weird feeling. And right after that, I just jumped out of bed, hopped over, and I ran to my mom's room. And I told her about the incident, and luckily she was pretty understanding, because growing up, my parents, were Mexican American. So we, folklore and, superstition are kind of just a part of the culture. But shortly after that, I moved rooms. Right next door, and I experienced the same thing. This happened about 2 months after this incident. Luckily, I was in the room sleeping with my sister, who was not too far apart from me. Not in the same bed, but she was like sleeping in a different part of the room. And so, again, I began to fall asleep, and then shortly after that, I feel the same presence looming over my bed, but I immediately realize that it's the same entity because of the feeling that I got. And I kind of decided to play a trick on them, so I close my eyes to pretend that I'm asleep, like if I know that they're not there, or rather pretending they're not there. And I slowly start to turn over, and I kind of glance over, I open my eye, and it's the same person standing over my bed. But I immediately try to fall asleep, and I could still feel that feeling that just was lingering for like what felt an eternity, but it was only a couple of minutes. And this happened around 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 3 in the morning. But yeah, that's my story, guys. And thank you for listening. And hopefully you guys decide to air it. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.